this is just something, okay, a claim. But God, Rumi promised that God will be excellent, right? So listen to excellence. He said, how many times I'll get you and you're ignorant? You're almost engulfed in chains. The color of you is so black that it infiltrated your inside. Then this is what the point is, that on your heart these layers of filth had accumulated layers by layers by layers. Let me tell you, each layer, if it was happened to be on a brand new pot, it was obvious and visible. But you are a dark, filthy pot. So all these new filth doesn't show. You became a bad fellow. So your sins doesn't show that much, because your heart is blackened. You see how loud and clear it is. But yes, I get you. You're God. You're enchained. But because you're enchained, you don't realize it. Because you're used to it. You get used to it little by little. You become a bad fellow. How? Exactly the same way you become a good fellow. Remember, little by little, first it's hard, then you get used to it, then it becomes sort of a habit. You don't even care about it. It's just you, right? This is one hand. The other hand is exactly the opposite. Yes, first it's hard because you're not clever enough. Then you get witty, you get expert in cheating. Yeah. Then what? Then yes, none of these new layers of filth will show, because you're filthy up to your neck. That's how it goes. Yes?
Because everything is made manifest by contrary upon a white object. The black becomes conspicuous.
When you have no good in you, no bad will show up. You have to have a good part and a bad part, then by comparison you will understand it. Yes?
When the pot has been blackened, then after this, who will at once perceive the effect of the smoke upon it? The ironsmith, who is an Ethiopian, the smoke is of the same color as his face. The Greek who does the work of an ironsmith, his face from gathering smoke becomes piebald. Therefore he will quickly recognize the effect of sin, so that he will soon lament and say, O God.
Means you go around, you sin, I get you, you don't feel it. Why? Because you were bad already. If you were good, you do something bad, then I get you. Any of you remember that? There is a moment that you do something and somebody inside you will say, oh no, I disagree. That's some fellow, remember, sometimes we call it, what?
Conscience.
That stuff. Do you remember, I imagine it, that in all the groups, they have the assembly general in here, they come and sit down, there is one fellow who doesn't like me. He likes the others. So he will never say something positive about me. He's just looking to see the witnesses. And I love that guy. You know why? If you knew. Why should I love that guy? Wait.
He's your touchstone to know which way to go.
Look a little bit deeper. Then the only one who really likes me is that fellow. He likes me. So he doesn't want me to rot. He doesn't want me to become bad. That's why he doesn't side with me. But he's with me. He's the best friend I have. Because that's the only one I could trust. That one doesn't cheat because he doesn't take side with me. That's the difference of kindness. He is really kind to me. He is the worthy fellow in me, for me. Because he is the best help I have, right? The only fellow who will help me of being 100% biased in all of this. That guy. Yes?
When he persists and makes a practice of evil and puts dust in the eye of meditation, he thinks of penitence no more. That sin becomes so sweet to his heart that he comes to be undevout.
Did you remember something here? I don't know, because in Persian suddenly should remind you something. I don't know if it reminded you. Penitence. Tawbah. We talked about this. Do you remember? Somewhere we were talking about a guy who was walking and he listened, somebody is reading Quran and saying that if I dry your fountains of the water, then what will you do? Remember that story? He said, oh, we have the mechanical stuff and we'll dig, we'll bring up the water. In his dream, they did this, he came blind. Then Rumi said, if he was selfless enough to say, I'm sorry, to go back, he would have been cured, the eye. But, it doesn't happen to everyone. That's not the gift for everyone, to be a fellow, to regret, repent, to go back, to understand that my responsibility calls me to stand up and be accountable. I did something wrong. I have to be ready to pay the price for it, right? That's one of the best stuff. Here, again, he will repeat that. He will say, this fellow, he will not think of Tawbah. And I don't know the exact word in English for that, really. And it's important. Rumi will say that paradise has 8 doors. 7 doors are open, closed, it happens, it depends the time and the fellow, and blah, blah, blah. But there is one door. It doesn't have a closing stuff. It's always open. That's to turn back. Do you remember he's calling us, come back to me? Because naturally, we are growing up and walking away. The animal is walking away. So he's calling us, come back to me, right? And that's eternal voice is always around, that invitation. That's what that lovely door is all about. Means this is a very delicate subject. And if you're ready to dig it philosophically, psychologically, injustice and all of that, you'll find that this is a very complicated stuff which you could find all around, to think about it, to stop and turn everything around, means turning me around. That's the choice we really have. That's the gift given to us. The problem is, do you remember how intelligence works? Intelligence doesn't think about now. Hall is absent, remember? Intelligence thinks about the past and the future. The point is, it's a difficult thing to say, but it doesn't matter what you have done in past. This is that difficult part. You remember how difficult was it? Up to this new movement of forgive but not forget. Everybody knew that. Society cannot forgive you. But God will. It doesn't matter who you were. Because normally, for the bad people, that is the excuse. They believe that, okay, I am past the limits. I'm hopeless. I'm helpless. There is no such thing. You could always turn around. One of the main reasons, because of the magic, we have seen it. We are listening to a guy who turned around, right? He was going one way. Shams taught him, gave him the clue. That was enough. He stopped. The Rumi we know has no similarity even with the Rumi at the age of 30. When he was 30 years old, he wasn't a famous arrogant mullah. That's what he was. How do I know? I quoted him. He himself, he said, I was like that. I was like that. I'm alive. Because he realized that without love, there is nothing. And with love, nothing matters. So everything is nothing. This is the realization. Here, he will talk about it. He will precisely point out, you see this turning around? This is what you need. So be ready for it. Do not hesitate to change yourself. Yes?
That repenting and, O Lord, are gone from him. Fivefold rust has settled on the mirror. The coats of rust have begun to eat his iron. The rust has begun to lessen its sheen. When you
see,
write...
Even now he's talking to not perfect fellows, but he believes at the essence inside. He will say, inside, I know you are that mirror. Why? Because that's the heart. That's what the heart is. But I know the layers of filth have gathered. That's why you're not transparent. Enough show-offs and stuff like that. I believe in the mirror in you. So, dig for that. Yes?
When you write upon white paper, that writing may be read at sight. When you write script over that which has been written, it is not understood. The reading of it will be erroneous. For that blackness has fallen upon blackness. Both scripts have become obscure and have given no meaning. And if you write a third time on the top of it, then you make it black as a soul full of wickedness. What help is there then but refuge with the helper? Despair is copper, and the elixir for it is regard. Lay your despairs before him, that ye may escape from irredeemable pain.
Yeah, this is something that you listen, it's a good stuff, it's a good thing that the parents, they could tell the children sentences like that.